the 18th of February, 1972. Paul Cummings talking to Stephen Radich in his, what do you call it, studio, house, apartment, loft in New York City. Well, could we kind of start with some background? How, you know, were you early in life interested in art? Was your family interested? Or how did the whole thing began, really?
Well, remembering back to my childhood, I think that my interest in art began at an early age. However, I can't recall too much encouragement on the part of my family. This continued, and I might add that...
Were they against your interests, or...?
Well, my parents were... immigrants from Yugoslavia, and we grew up in a community in California that had a kind of farming area. My father had ranches of peaches and fruit, apricots, mm-hmm. prunes, that kind of thing.
What town was that?
This was in the Santa Clara Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the regular schools there, and then at one point it came time for me to choose what I wanted to do, and I liked the idea of architecture or advertising, and I went to an advertising school. Then the war mm-hmm. broke out, and I was in the
mm-hmm.
armed services for about, well, 4 years, I guess, mm-hmm. whatever it was.
But were you interested in drawing or painting or yourself? Or?
Yes, I did some. Never... to any great extent, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Then I became interested in art history, and after the war I mm-hmm. received a degree at Columbia University, and I studied mm-hmm. art there, and I
mm-hmm.
Spent some time at Teachers College as well. I was going to mm-hmm. get a teaching degree, but I didn't complete that.
What was the military experience?
I was in the Navy. Actually, it was very good duty. I was aboard the ship that took President Roosevelt to various conferences. So I was never in any danger, I suppose.
Fairly well protected.
Yes.
Well.
Then, let me think.
How did you pick Columbia to go to? Was that?
I was married at the time. My wife was from New York, so we came back to New York. Mm-hmm. It just was a practical mm-hmm. Solution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And seemingly it had a good art department, mm-hmm. from what I could gather from the brochures and the various books that mm-hmm. I received from them.
Who did you study with there?
Oh. Various people. I'm trying to think of some of the art historians now.
Well, Meyer Shapiro was there.
Meyer Shapiro, but yeah. I didn't actually take a course with him. I heard some of his lectures,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't get to the part of graduate school where he devoted most of his time, mm-hmm. so I missed out on a lot of that.
But there wasn't anybody who you remember offhand as being...
There's a man by the name of Rice, Dustin Rice, who was also a sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the man that taught the course on 19th, 20th century contemporary
mm-hmm.
art.
Mm-hmm.
And he was quite good, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Then the man that was involved with Renaissance Baroque art, I'm trying to think of his name. Can't remember.
No.
Also, very stimulating experience with him.
Were you interested, what then, in being a teacher? Or not, or just...
Perhaps, I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure really.
Yeah.